Corporate Climate Plan. Councillor Frows.
Thank you, Your Worship. We discussed this in Committee of the Whole. What it is, it's the Corporate Climate Plan for the operations of the city, and I'll draw a distinction between the two. So we have a Corporate Climate Plan, which is specific to the operations of the city as an organization, and then you have, and then forthcoming in the next few months, hopefully, will be the Community Plan. So things within the Corporate Plan include snow, vehicles we drive around. I don't drive around. City staff drive around. Waste in city facilities, electricity used by city facilities, and then the community is separate from that. So it's extremely important that we lead and take action on climate change to reduce our emissions. We may feel like a small city in the grand scheme of things, but it's the aggregate of action that'll actually create the change we need to on this particular issue. Acceptance of this plan puts a goal in place as to what we want those emissions to be, sets up internal structures, and has a set of potential actions identified in the report. And we'll see actions, proposed actions to reach these goals come back to council, because there's a lot that sort of flows out of this. So as we move forward, there'll be a lot of different decisions that we'll have to make, or not make, I suppose, depending on what they are. But they could include the types of actions in here: electrification, reduction of energy use, lifestyle costing of assets and equipment. So I'll make the motion that council adopt the St. John's Corporate Climate Plan and the medium and long-term targets to reduce corporate greenhouse gas emissions, namely 40% by 2030, and a stretch target of 50% by 2030 from 2018 emissions and net zero by 2050 at the latest, and that council direct staff to establish the corporate energy team and report back on the implementation of the plan as part of the annual budget process starting in the year 2022 process.
Any comments? Councillor Corrib.
Like everything that comes out of our committee to whole, you know, we had a much more wholesome discussion there. So if anyone's interested on council's take and the background behind it, you can check out that Undercity website. And just want to thank staff in particular, you know, the staff that worked through this. I think it's great moving forward that we're setting goals, because one of the questions I had was, is it realistic to get to where we're going? And Edmundo, our staff member, you know, said this is attainable, you know, if we put these measures in place. So looking forward to seeing this roll out. Thank you.
Councillor Froud.
Thank you. Yeah, just wanted to add some of the things that have been happening to date or that will help us achieve these goals. So the coming online of Muskrat Falls will reduce, of course, we use the electricity from the grid, so we'll reduce our emissions. The new Muse Center design will be more energy efficient. We've made changes. These are broadly for either the corporate plan or the community plan, but the kids 11 and under on transit for free, additional cover at Robin Hood Bay to capture methane, the changes to the development regulations, garbage bag limits, mandatory recycling. My point in sharing those is there will be actions in the future that we need to take, in the near future and long-term future, but there's actions that we've taken that are quite significant already. And this, what I said in committee as well, but what I like about the approach we're taking is we're balancing, sometimes competing, sometimes reinforcing environmental, fiscal, and economic goals, and we'll debate each of those pieces as we go forward on this particular plan.
Call the question. Motion's carried.